From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, no let-up in the fighting in eastern Ghouta despite Russia's declaration of a humanitarian pause. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Reports from our humanitarian partners and other reliable sources indicate that the fighting is continuing this morning and that the shelling between East Ghouta and Damascus is ongoing in both directions.
Monday, Russia declared a daily five-hour truce and a corridor to allow civilians to leave the besieged eastern suburbs of Damascus, where heavy bombardment has left more than 500 dead since February 18. Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the dire situation on the ground must change.
What will save their lives are not words, but that are action. It's action. It's the change of the situation on the ground.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Moscow would press ahead with its plan while the UN insists the warring parties abide by the UN Security Council's resolution Saturday that demands a 30-day ceasefire over the entire country. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
Russia is certainly not adhering to the ceasefire. They're not adhering to the ceasefire because they continue to sponsor and back Bashar al-Assad's government.
And the commander of U.S. Central Command told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday Russia is acting as both arsonist and firefighter in Syria. Two senior allies of deposed former President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso were among dozens appearing in court Tuesday, accused of organizing a 2015 coup against the transitional government. Former General Gilbert Diendera and ex-Foreign Minister Djibril Bassol face charges that include treason and threatening state security. More than 80 are on trial for their role in the failed coup in which 14 were killed and hundreds wounded after security forces took members of the transitional government hostage.